Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me, and we are meeting here today on September 20th, 2017, after a bit of a hiatus. As you may or may not know, I was affected by the Hurricane Irma experience that unfolded over the past few weeks. My family and I live on the east coast of Florida in Cape Canaveral area, where Hurricane Irma was scheduled to come up the coast. Thankfully, we avoided that direct hit, but unfortunately, people in other parts of Florida really encountered some tough situations and you know, lost everything, lost homes, lost friends, lost lives. It's been a lot. We evacuated to outside of Orlando, which was, oh boy, this storm. We were all second-guessing ourselves because it wasn't clear where it would go, and we ended up having a really loud night. I didn't sleep at all. The whistling, the howling, the gusts of wind, it's intense, and I love storms. You know, I love snowstorms or winter storms. You know, I've always been someone who enjoys storms, but this was unlike anything we'd experienced before. So thankfully we came back home to a home and had to spend a good week getting settled. We still have our hurricane shutters up on our house. Hurricane season actually goes until the end of November in this part of the world, and they've extended that in recent years. It used to go till the end of October, but now it's till the end of November, and so it's a lot of work to put up your hurricane shutters, but all of the energy in Virgo helps with doing the work, so it makes me smile to make the connections between the astrology and what we have going on in our real world lives. So hurricane shutters are up. Our neighbor lost a giant oak tree. It fell on his house, a house that he had just remodeled, a house that he is selling, a house that had an offer on it. And then the giant oak tree falls, splits and falls through his roof. And he needs a new roof, and he needs to remodel again. He's a very good man. He's a nice guy. But wow, right? There's just stuff happening there. And then this oak tree fell mere inches from our roof. Our home was not damaged. And then in our backyard, there's a grove behind us, and some trees fell and also missed our house. So I'm so grateful, and I believe there were lots of angels very busy doing what they could. So because of all of this, obviously I didn't have a show last week, and now I'm back home. The internet has been off and on. If you have emailed me, I'm trying to get to all of my emails and to get caught up, and I'm also really, really tired. These big energies come through, and it's go, 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 and it's pretty intense, and then we have to balance ourselves, and we have to take time for that self-care. So September is a big month, and I hope you're not affected by hurricanes. I hope everything is actually unfolding for you in a very positive way. But I am feeling the energies as kind of like the reminder that we come back to ourselves, we come back to our bodies and to our everyday needs with all of the Virgo energies. We come back to what matters in our daily routine. We get up, have our coffee, eat our oatmeal, go for a walk, take the kids to school, do some meditation, do our errands, do our chores, do our work. You know, all these things, the repetition is the Virgo. It's meant to ground us. It's meant to give us clarity and purpose, a practical purpose of our daily lives. And we just had, earlier this morning, a new moon in Virgo. And the new moon was at 27 degrees. And it had five planets in Virgo, the sun and the moon, Mercury, Mars, and Venus just went into Virgo, right with this new moon. So we have a real sense of coming back to everyday life, and that could just be for you coming back from summer ending, or coming back from vacation, or coming back from something that maybe life has just felt big or energetically big, and now you're coming back to your daily practices. And I think of the Virgo energy as our daily devotions, our devotions to what we need to sustain ourselves. Virgo energy is about our health, well-being, nutrition, the body, our healing. It is about how we are of service to ourselves, how we take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others. Virgo also finds something bigger than itself to support and give energy towards. But the best way we do that is making sure that we are fortified with our vitamins and our nutrients and our veggies, and our body is in good shape. So it's a really important time of self-care, but self-improvement. And the practice, again, coming back to the daily devotions, the practice of taking care of ourselves. And what does that look like? And how's your diet? And how's your exercise? How's your inner well-being? And are you being emotionally kind to yourself? Because the other thing about all the Virgo energy is that we are so focused on work and being of service and being practical and getting things done that our to-do list can stretch and stretch and stretch. And we think, oh boy, I've got to get this done if I'm going to be effective, if I'm going to be of service, if I'm going to be a good person. And we can be holding these ideals of perfectionism with Virgo. And when we don't meet those ideals, oh, the guilt. The guilt comes in and we say, oh man, I should have done that better. I could do more. I could have done this. Why didn't I choose that? But no, no, no. Understand that's a choice. And you come back to saying, okay, in this day, in these 24 hours, I did the best I could with these tasks. So Virgo also asks us to be discerning and to simplify. Because you can't do it all. And we always want to do more. But we have to focus on what is essential right now. So the new moon is asking us to come back to ourselves, our priorities and our tasks that are purposeful, that are manageable. Now, Virgo's a self-improver, and it looks to be more efficient, and how can I organize this better, and how can I make more choices, and I should eat my vegetables, and I should be doing more yoga. It wants to kind of keep us in line, if you will, so that we are making the most of our daily energies. But that looks different for everybody. And it looks different depending on where Virgo energy shows up in your chart. So we have the sun and the moon that were at 27 degrees. The moon has since moved on and is now in Libra, which provides a bit more objectivity. It lets us know there's pros and cons, and hey, where can you find some balance in all of this? We have Mars moving through Virgo, and he likes to get things done. Mars in Virgo is a soldier. It's the military man. It's, I've got to be of service. I've got to get this completed. I got to work on the house projects. The Mars in Virgo can be very efficient when it's focused and when it knows what it needs to do. So there could be a part of you that's looking for your action items. You're like, what am I supposed to do right now? Now, in the mix here, however, is Mercury in Virgo, which Mercury likes being in Virgo because it's efficient. It can simplify. Again, it gets out, it weeds out what doesn't need to happen, and anything that's too much. You know, Virgo energy and Mercury energy work well together. A lot of astrologers will say that Mercury is ruled by Virgo. I actually am one of the astrologers who subscribes to Virgo being ruled by Chiron, because Chiron is a healer. I think there's a lot of synchronistic energies between Virgo and Chiron. So I think that the Chiron energy helps us look at our own inner wisdom and inner self, and Virgo energy does that as well, the self-improvement part. Mercury in Virgo focuses on the details, the small pieces, the nitty-gritty. Do this, do this, do this. Life could have felt overwhelming this year. Virgo asks us, okay, hone in, zoom in, and focus on this and this and this. Just do the small things, the incremental tasks, the pieces of the puzzle. Don't worry about the full piece. Don't worry about the full puzzle yet. Just do a piece of the puzzle. Now, the reason why this might have been difficult, though, is because Mercury in Virgo is opposed by Neptune in Pisces, which just doesn't care about any kind of line or clarity or details or any of it. Neptune in Pisces is like, just look up at the clouds and look at the nothingness around you and don't focus. I think that's been actually a big energy of this past few days. I can tell you it's been big in my world. My phone died. In addition to not having internet, I haven't had a phone for 2 days. And you know the Mercury in Virgo energy doesn't like that, because you want to know what to do. What's the date on the calendar? What time is it? What are my tasks? And Neptune in Pisces is like, oh, you don't even need a phone. Just talk with the universe. Talk with your guides. So that's how it showed up for me, is just the letting go of the details and letting go of what can't happen yet. So as Mercury moves forward away from Neptune, things will get clearer. So if you've had anything that's felt like a Mercury retrograde, it's been this Mercury opposing Neptune energy that will drive you crazy if you don't surrender. Neptune's the bigger energy. Neptune says you can't fight it. You can't fight the cosmos. You can't fight the clouds. The clouds are just going to go where they're going to go. So just try and float with a cloud. That's been a big signature of the past, I'd say since the weekend. So we have the Virgo energy that wants to focus and get things done and move it ahead. And then there's been this push and pull. Now, the other thing that's happened with this new moon is that it has been also opposing the Pisces energy with Chiron in Pisces. Chiron in Pisces is at 26 degrees. This new moon is at 27 degrees. So they're facing off between my work, my purpose, how I feel that I contribute, and the Chiron in Pisces energy can feel very unclear, open, wounded, uncertain. It can feel like victim consciousness. But it also is meant to show you that, yes, you contribute. Yes, you have a purpose. Yes, you can do the daily things. But take some steps back. Know when to throw up your hands. Know when you can't force it. And know that it's not personal. Chiron in Pisces is that depersonalizing of our human selves. Virgo is very human. Pisces is you and your higher self. And so it's this push and pull between, but I have to make progress and I've got to get this done and there's stuff to do. And then Chiron is saying, is that true? Maybe you just need to know when you can't push the ocean and you can't change the bigger timing of it all. And timing is important here, because both of these planets square Saturn in Sagittarius that's still at 21 degrees. Saturn hasn't budged yet because it did a station retrograde station direct at 21 degrees. And so he's just hanging out there, just biding his time, enjoying the view. And Saturn is all about timing. It doesn't rush anything. It makes sure we are diligent, responsible, purposeful. It takes away. Saturn eliminates. Saturn says, if you really want this, you will work for it. If this really has meaning to you, you will stay committed to it. And Saturn in Sagittarius has really been testing our resolve around our life dream and our life vision. But this new moon triggers that, where you say, well, I'm trying to do the work, and I can't get any traction, and I just feel defeated, and I don't know what to do. If that's been coming up for you this week, it's part of this new moon energy. However, it doesn't just stay that way. It busts through. It's meant to give you this come back to self, come back to what you need. And so when we have, it's called a T-square, when we have these energies of the sun and the moon in Virgo opposing a planet, which is Chiron in this case, and squaring another planet, which is Saturn. And it's like a three-legged table. Okay, you got the three legs interacting there. And what we do is we look at the missing leg. Well, the missing leg is Gemini. So what you have to look at is, what's the story? What's the information that you're missing? And is that story serving you? And can you rewrite the story so that you don't look at this as something where you're discouraged, defeated, or set back? You're instead rewriting the story, understanding you don't have all the information yet. The information's missing. Part of the story is missing. But how are you strengthening your core? And how are you being self-loving as parts of the story are still coming into focus and coming into play? So we move through the rest of September, and we have the fall equinox coming up on Friday, September 22nd. Now, the fall equinox is in the northern hemisphere. It's the spring equinox in the southern hemisphere. Our planet is always in balance. The energies are always in balance. So when it's fall here, it's spring there. When it's summer somewhere, it's winter somewhere else. That's one of the beauties of this planet, is that we do have we have balance in everything. And when the sun finishes up in Virgo, it moves into Libra. And I think of this as a very important point in astrology. That's because when the astrological calendar begins in Aries, in the spring equinox, March 20th, 21st, it initiates a new cycle. And it moves through six astrological signs. It moves from Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, those six signs. These first six signs in the zodiac are the personal development signs. These are the parts of yourself where you take that initial spark of you and you move it through. So Aries is that sense of identity, and it looks at defining itself. It moves into Taurus, which is your values and what has significance to you. It goes into Gemini. How do you think? How do you process information? It goes into Cancer. What are your feelings? What's your emotional core? And what's your foundation, your inner foundation? Goes into Leo. How do you express from the heart? What really calls to your heart? How do you love? How do you give and receive love? And then it goes into Virgo, which is defining that sense of purpose, the physical body, and an integration of who you are at this point on the journey. Then as the sun moves from Virgo into Libra, it crosses a threshold into the other. So the first six astrological signs are about the self. The next six astrological signs are about the other, even in the bigger sense of the word, like the other out in the world. So we move into Libra, and this is the first point that we start to share. The first six astrological signs are forming our self-identity and our purpose and what we're all about, our own energy. Then we go into Libra and we share energies with other people. And so this is where, in Libra, we have conversations. We date. We meet people. We negotiate. We cooperate, or we don't cooperate well. We find out who we like and who we don't like in Libra. We look at what we have in common. Can we have a conversation about this? Can we both be objective? What have you learned? What do you value? What's important to you? All of these things, we start to do this with other people. And so when the sun moves through this threshold, we open up to others. And that's what the fall equinox is about, or the spring equinox, depending on your location. So the sun goes into Libra on Friday, September 22nd. And we remember that we're not just alone on this journey. And so how do we share? How do we engage in partnerships? How do we relate? That becomes a big theme. Now, we have a lot of planets moving through Virgo, as I said, but they're all going to eventually shuffle into Libra. And that happens later in October. And so the sun is moving ahead. Actually, the moon is moving ahead. The moon is in Libra right now. And then the sun will go into Libra on Friday. And then we're going to see Mars, Mercury, and Venus all shuffle into Libra in October. But the sun is leading the way. The sun is shining that big light on what do relationships mean to me. And the sun is always the most important part of the astrology energy. It's the biggest light. Think of it as that, literally the biggest light in the sky. And so it shines the biggest light. And then all the other planets come through, and they're the supporting characters that bring in more pieces of the puzzle. And it doesn't always happen this way, because sometimes, in fact, earlier this year, Mars was the leader. Mars was ahead of the sun, and Mars was showing us what we wanted, what we desired, what we were willing to fight for, go for, you know, what stirred us up and said, I want this, I want that, I want this. Well, now Mars has fallen behind. And you could feel it energetically. You could feel that you don't maybe have the same drive that you did earlier in the year. And that's because Mars is now behind the sun. And so what that means is that we trust and follow where our egoic or masculine energies go first with the sun, meaning you look at, does this resonate with me? Do I identify with this? It becomes a part of your personal identity first, is what you consider. You say, oh, does this have value to me? Does this have meaning to me? Is this important to me? And the sun is really the one that sets the stage. And maybe you're not clear about that yet. Then when Mercury comes through, Mercury gives you new information about it. Mercury gives you some clarity or understanding or new facts, new information. And then Mars comes through and Mars says, oh yes, I really want this. So with the current planets and how they're situated, you might need a little bit more time for the answers, for clarity, to really feel like you want to commit to something. Because Mars is our commitment. Yes, I want this. Yes, I'm going to go for it. Yes, yes, yes. Or no, 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 no. So that's a part of a shift that we've been moving through. you look at something and determine if it has value to you and what how it resonates with you. And then the other planets come through and say, you know, give you more information and help you understand your motivation and also the value or the meaning, which is what Venus does. So I want to call that out because it is a switch, an energetic switch of this year. So the equinox on Friday, we move into lovely Libra. We get more objectivity, more diplomacy, more desire to talk about things. That's what Libra brings up. However, Libra can also be comparison. This, that. What is she wearing? What about her hairstyle? Do I like her clothes? Do I wish I was her? That's when the shadow sides of Libra is that it projects. Libra actually does a lot of projecting if it doesn't have a firm sense of self-identity. So we're entering Libra season here. The other thing coming up is Pluto stationing direct on September 28th. And I'm going to talk about this more next week. But I want to give you a heads up because whenever Pluto slows down, it really grinds in the gears. It churns and it churns and it digs and it digs. And there's something in you that is churning that you've been working with all year. It's at 16 degrees of Capricorn. If you have any planets or points at 16 degrees, Pluto is touching on it. And it's requiring you to evolve, which means you've got to let go of something. You've got to release something. Something is coming up for your awareness and your understanding. It's coming up from your shadow or your unconscious. And you could be struggling with it. It could be an inner power struggle. It could be an external power struggle. But the Pluto energy is going to be strong through the end of this month. So we'll see that play out on the world stage because Pluto in Capricorn is politics. It's the government. Big banks, big industries, corporations, it's Wall Street. So look for the news in those areas and what kinds of power struggles are coming up for us to see. I mean, we've had so many of them this year that it's not new. It's not a new theme. But it gets more intense as Pluto stations direct. Then Pluto's going to move forward throughout the rest of this year into 2018, and it's going to cover territory it covered earlier in this year and even parts of last year. So if there's been something you have been struggling with to find clarity on, the answer is actually in your own self-authority, your own sense of this is best for me. It's in that place within yourself that is mature. It's the older version of you, the mature, it's the crone, it's the mature aspect of you that understands that there's responsibility in many things and how can you behave and make the most responsible choices. They're not hasty. They're not hasty choices. They're not fast choices. But you're being gifted with the bigger picture and what's involved and essentially how to be an adult even more. So we'll talk about this more next week, next Wednesday. I hope you'll join me for the new episode as we move into fall and things really start to shift and change. It's been a fast year. I can't believe it's almost October, but it is. And I hope that with this Virgo energy, you're able to come back to your personal practices, your personal devotions, to what really centers you and grounds you right now, and know that that is the way ahead, no matter what is happening all around you. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your connection. And like I said, I will get to those emails as soon as I can. And I will see you back here next week for a new episode. Thank you so much. Take good care. Bye-bye.